Almighty Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, we humbly bow our hearts before your Son of Grace in this memorable day in the second month. We just had the shofar blow to sanctify the new moon as we had the confirmation. Father, we love you, we thank you, we give glory to your holy name. We know, Father, that as we enter into a new day, new time, we're still praising you, we're still seeking you, we're still trying to gain more knowledge of your truth. We love you, Father, and we thank you for all you've done for your servant. And as we come together to sanctify this new moon day and to have this service in your honor, we thank you for your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, who truly inspires each and every one of your servants. As we seek, Father, to walk in his footsteps, we ask that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your implanted word, that you would bless us, that you would cause your name to be upon us, and that you would cause us to have the victory over this world and Satan and the devil. As we seek to be in your soon coming kingdom, Father, forgive us for any sins that we may have committed as we prepare, Father, for the next High Holy Day, the Feast of Shavuot or Pentecost. We ask, Father, that you would help us to maintain the Omer and count as you've commanded us. And we ask, Father, that you would diligently help us to diligently do that which you command us. In Yahshua's holy name, we come before you on this evening's hour to give glory and praise to you and to ask for a more abundant blessing. In Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. We're going to start our service in Isaiah chapter 1. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 1. In Isaiah chapter 1, we'll start in start in verse 1. It says, the vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people does not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people loaded with iniquity, a steed of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken Yahweh. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are estranged and gone backward. Why will you be still stricken, that you revolt more and more? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and fresh stripes. They have not been closed, neither bound up, nor mollified with oil. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden, a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, except Yahweh of hosts had left to us a very small remnant. We should have been as Sodom. We should have been like Gomorrah. Now we know Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed back in Genesis chapter 13. Well, actually, not 13. I'm sorry. It was destroyed in Genesis 19. It was destroyed. And Genesis 19:23, it says, the sun had risen upon the earth when Lot came unto Zoar. So out of the five cities in the plain, Zoar was the only one spared. Then Yahweh rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Yahweh out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abram got up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before Yahweh. He looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the land went up as the smoke of a furnace. So you see here in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, it says, in the second part of the verse, we should have been as Sodom. We should have been like Gomorrah. Hear the word of Yahweh, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our Elohim, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says Yahweh. I have had enough of the burnt offerings of lambs and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more vain oblation. He's telling the people not to bring vain offerings to him. In other words, the offerings that we offer must be pure. They must be righteous. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity. He can't endure sin along with the solemn meeting. This is what Yahweh is saying. He's not saying that he does not want people to come before him and keep the feast and keep the new moons and keep the Sabbath. See, a lot of the people that believe this doctrine of the Sabbaths and the new moon being done away with have this really twisted. And they've twisted the words of Paul, as it says, to their own destruction. Okay. Turn to Colossians. chapter 2, verse 16. When we look at the context of the passage, which we will, but I want to start here in verse 16 of 2 Colossians. It says, "Let no man judge you therefore in meat or drink or in respect of a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body of the Messiah. Let no man rob you of your prize by a voluntary humility and worshiping of the angels dwelling in the things which he has seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast the head, from whom all the body being supplied and knit together through the joints and bands increases with the increase of Yahweh. If you die with the Messiah from the rudiments of the world, why, as living in the world, do you subject yourself to ordinances? Handle not, nor taste, nor touch, all which things are to perish with the using, after the precepts of the doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and severity to the body, but are not of any value against the indulgence of the flesh." Paul is speaking to the Colossian people, okay? He's not telling them not to keep the feast or the commandments. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "Take heed, lest there be anyone that makes spoil of you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, the commandments of the world, the laws of the world, and not after the Messiah. For in him dwells all the fullness of the majesty on high bodily, and in him you are made full, who is the head of all principality and power, in whom you are also circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, in the putting off of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of the Messiah, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of Yahweh, who raised him from the dead, and you being dead through your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, you, I say, did he make alive together with them, having forgiven us all our trespasses, having blotted out the bond written in ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the torture stake. Having despoiled the principalities and the powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Yahshua has the victory. Now, back in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 14, he says, "Your new moon and your appointed feast my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourself. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doing from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. judge the fatherless, and plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says Yahweh. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. Willing and obedient. Almighty Yahweh is looking for a people who are willing and obedient. Sometimes people are willing, and that's the title, willing and obedient. Sometimes people are willing, but they're not obedient. They're not willing to keep all of the covenant laws, all of what Almighty Yahweh wants them to keep. Turn over to the book of Micah. We're going to look at Micah chapter 3, verse 1. It's Micah chapter 3, verse 1. It says, and I say, hear and I pray you, you heads of Jacob, you heads of Israel, and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? You who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them and break their bones and chop them in pieces, as for the pot and as flesh within the cauldron, then shall they cry to Yahweh, but he will not answer them. Yes, he will hide his face from them at that time, according as they have worked evil in their doing. In this manner, says Yahweh, concerning the prophets that make my people to err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and whoever puts not into their mouths, they even prepare war against them. Therefore it shall be night to you, that you shall have no vision, and it shall be dark to you, that you shall not divine, and the sun shall go down upon the prophets, and that the day shall be black over them, and the seers shall be put to shame, and the diviners confounded. Yes, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of Elohim, but as for me, I am full of the power by the Spirit of Yahweh, and of judgment, and of might, to declare Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Hear this, I pray you, you heads of the house of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel, that abhor justice, and pervert all equity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads of it judge for reward. They judge for money. And the priests of it teach for hire. They only preach them because they get paid. And the prophets of it divine for money. Yet they lean upon Yahweh and say, is not Yahweh in the middle of us? No evil shall come upon us. Therefore shall Zion, for your sake, be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. And that's if. See, when you go back to Isaiah chapter 1, that's only if. When we reason with Yahweh, he says in verse 19, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Psalm 81. In Psalm 81, it says, sing aloud to Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise to the Elohim of Jacob. Raise a song and bring here the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the Elohim of Jacob. He appointed it in Joseph for testimony when he went out over the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I knew not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify to you. O Israel, if you would listen to me, there shall no strange L be in you. Neither shall you worship any foreign L. And that's what's going on with the people of the world today. They worship these demons, these strange elves, because they have forsaken Almighty Yahweh. They are not willing and obedient to keep the covenant of Almighty Yahweh. I am Yahweh, in verse 10, your Elohim, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people listened not to my voice, and Israel did not consent to me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart, that they might walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me. You know, as parents, we see this with our children on a regular basis. You know, they don't want to listen. So you leave them to their own devices, and then they get in trouble. And then they're calling you. They need help. They need bail money. They need this. They need that. You know, they go from trouble to trouble, problem to problem. And after Yahweh rescues them, what happened? They're right back there again. You know, we say, as it says here, about being willing and obedient in Isaiah chapter 1. You know, many people can say, well, I'm willing, but they have to have that second part of the equation, which is being obedient along with it. Because this is how we reason with Yahweh. If we're willing and obedient, we're going to accept that blessing that he's prepared for us. See? Verse 13, again. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my way. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. If this is what we want, brethren, we have to be willing and obedient. And see, this is the second month. We get a second chance, you might say, for those that were not able to keep the Passover in the first month. They can keep the second Passover in the second month. And we're going to look at that in a minute. It says, the haters in verse 15 of Yahweh should submit themselves to him, but their time should endure forever. He would feed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey out of the rock would I satisfy you. Almighty Yahweh has prepared a blessing to his people. He's giving us everything we have need of. All he asks of us is that we be faithful and keep his covenant. In Numbers chapter 9, going to start in verse 1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, moreover, let the children, now this is, it says the first month of the second year that they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, moreover, let the children of Israel keep the Passover in its appointed season. In the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall keep it in its appointed season. So we know that there's a certain time that we're supposed to come together to keep this Passover. Verse 5, it says, and they kept the Passover in the first month on the 14th day of the month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai. According to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were unclean by reason of a dead body of a man, so they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron. And those men said to him, we are unclean by reason of a dead body of a man. Why are we kept back? That we may not offer the oblation of Yahweh in its appointed season. And Moses said to them, stay here, that I may hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your generation shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be on a journey far off, that he shall keep the Passover to Yahweh in the second month on the 14th day of the month. At evening, they shall keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it to the morning, nor break a bone of it, according to all the statutes of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not on a journey fails to keep the Passover, that soul shall be cut off from his people, because he did not offer the oblation of Yahweh in its appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover to Yahweh according to the statute of the Passover and according to the ordinances of it, so shall he do. You shall have one statute both for the sojourner and for him that is born in the land. See, Almighty Yahweh is not a respecter of person. Almighty Yahweh is a mighty one who is concerned with his people. In Isaiah chapter 20, and we'll look at verse 21. Actually, let's start over in verse 5. It says, this is Isaiah 24:5. The earth also is polluted under the inhabitants of it, because they have transgressed the laws, violated the statutes, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell in it are found guilty. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. There's only going to be a few men left. The new wine mourns, the vine languishes, all the merry-hearted sigh, the mirth of tabret ceases, the noise of them who rejoice ends, the joy of the harp ceases. They shall not drink wine with the song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them who drink it. The waste city is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man may come in. There is a crying in the streets because of the wine. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone, and the city is left desolation, and the gate is struck with destruction. For thus shall it be in the middle of the earth among the people, as the shaking of an olive tree, as the gleaning when the vintage is done. These shall lift up their voice. They shall shout for majesty of Yahweh. For the majesty of Yahweh they cry aloud from the sea. Therefore, glorify Yahweh in the east, even the name of Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, and the isles of the sea. From the utmost part of the earth have we heard songs, glory to the righteous. Now drop down the verse. Well, we'll finish it. But I said, I pine away, woe is me. The treacherous have dealt treacherously. Yes, the treacherous have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. He that comes up out of the middle of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows on high are open, and the foundations of the earth tremble. The earth is utterly broken. The earth is rent apart. The earth is shaken violently. The earth shall stagger like a drunken man, and shall sway to and fro like a hammock, and the transgression of it shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh will punish the host of the high ones on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in prison. And after many days shall they be visited. The moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed. For Yahweh of hosts will reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his elders shall be glory. You see, there is a distinction made between Yahweh's elders and the ministers of the world, because they're out there for hire. They're there for the money. They're not trying to do Yahweh's will. They're just trying to earn a buck. They're trying to do their job. Turn to Malachi for our closing passage. We're going to be over in Malachi chapter 2. Malachi means my messenger. And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, says Yahweh of hosts, then will I send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your seed and will spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your feasts, and you shall be taken away with it. Because they were keeping the feast, but they were keeping the feast for their own benefit. They weren't keeping it for Yahweh. They were keeping the feast with iniquity. at the solemn meeting. They came with their sins. This is why Yahshua came in and overturned the tables of the money changers and those that sold the doves, and they were doing business in the temple. Verse 4, it says, "And you shall know that I have set this commandment unto you, that my covenant may be with Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear. And he feared me and stood in awe of my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many away from iniquity." And that's what our job is, to turn people away from sin, bring them to Yahshua so that they can repent and have eternal life as that gift of the Holy Spirit is given to them at baptism. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is a messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Malachi, my messenger, but you have turned aside out of the way. You have caused many to stumble in the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways, but have had respect of persons in the law. Almighty Yahweh has prepared a people in these last days. And those people, his people, are willing and obedient to keep Almighty Yahweh's covenant law. They're willing to teach it, to fulfill the Great Commission, to go into all the world and share the glad tidings because they love Almighty Yahweh. They're willing to do his will. And they're willing and obedient because they're willing to keep the covenant and share that love which Yahshua has shared with us through his great sacrifice. So each one of us must be willing and obedient to keep Almighty Yahweh's covenant. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you who is willing and obedient to overcome this world and do Almighty Yahweh's will. At this time, we'll close with a word of prayer. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace. We thank and praise you, Father, for all of the blessings you bestowed upon your servant. Truly, Father, we know time before Yahshua returns. And we ask that you would raise up a willing and obedient people, a people who are seeking your spirit, who are seeking to do your will, who are seeking to be obedient to your covenant. We ask, Father, that as you raise up these people in these last days, that you would cause them to be vibrant, to be zealous, to keep and do your law. Again, Father, we love you, we thank you, we bless your holy name. And we ask, Father, that each and every one on this planet would learn of your great name and understand the importance of that name. We know, Father, because we have the example of Yahshua the Messiah, who revealed your name to his disciples. We today, as your disciples, have received that same name. So, Father, bless your people. forgive us of our sins. We ask that we would be diligent, Father, willing and obedient servants of yours as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. We love you and thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. In his holy name we pray. Hallelujah.